Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Come into the
Welcome to week 226 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. And today we have an absolutely fantastic speaker. It's Pete Spencer speaking on behalf of Cobra. He's going to be telling us about the Liberation Meditation, which will be a universal event later this month. And he's hoping we'll all attend this momentous event. Because as soon as we reach critical mass of human awareness, the veil will drop and the current control system will simply fade away to nothing. So I'm so looking forward to hearing that. Now, normally we go over to the Oregon to join up with our other host, Gary Moore, but unfortunately he's off ill with gastroenteritis, so I'm afraid he won't be joining us today. But we'll be bringing our guest on shortly. But in the meantime, I'm going to play a lovely track by Katy Perry. It's called Firework. Here we go. Come on, Katy.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Come on, show 'em what.
place to stay. Your original cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite the light.
Katy Perry there, gorgeous song, gorgeous lady too. Anyway, in case you didn't catch my name, I didn't throw it yet, it's Jan Christie, and I'm speaking to you from the United Kingdom, and our guest is also from the United Kingdom today as well, a very rainy one, flooded down south, but we're not doing too bad up here in the north, it's just very windy, but somewhere between here and New York, and around the rest of the world, we do have loads of listeners listening in. So we'll just start off with a big group hug. There we are. Loads of love and light going out around the world. And to Gary, because Gary's ill. So there you go, Gary. Loads of love and light to you. And for Maria, Jampi and Lawrence, other people who just want a bit at the moment. Okay then, so right now we're going to bring on air Pete Spencer. Are you there, Pete?
Yes, I am, Jane.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm great, thank you very much.
Great. Okay, so you're going to be telling us, you do work for Cobra. Can you tell us what Cobra is for the people in America or even in England who don't know what it is?
Yeah, sure. Well, Cobra actually stands for Compression Breakthrough, and it's being driven by a chap who's a contactee of the Palladians, and basically it's something that he ignored from an early age, and the pressure increased, and eventually he accepted the work, and he's been working tirelessly to keep abreast of the developments and what's going on, and trying to raise awareness, and that's what I'm trying to do, working on behalf of that idea that we need to raise the awareness of everybody to affect the changes that need to happen.
That's great. And you were speaking about grid lines, weren't you? The grid lines that surround everywhere in the planet Earth, underneath the ground usually, aren't they? Ley lines.
That's right. Well, I mean, this is how I got involved. I became aware of what the problem was and started researching. And then fairly quickly understood that this isn't just a political problem, this is an esoteric problem, it's a spiritual. In fact, it's a lot more spiritual than it's political. Mm-hmm. And as you start understanding what's involved, you start going back into history, and you discover that the Earth has this sort of prehistoric energy grid. In this country, we know them as ley lines, and the country is crisscrossed by these energetic channels. And if you practice, you become aware of them, and you can feel them by dowsing, and just as you start to understand where they go and where they meet, you start to see a pattern that they that many of the churches, cathedrals and abbeys that are built in Britain are built on these intersections of the energy lines. And it's almost as if it's been done on purpose to actually disrupt the energy that was there pre-church. And again, this is all part of the problem in prehistory, and it's becoming aware of those relationships. And when you actually become aware, you start to re-energize the ley lines. They've been, in a way, they've been dormant because no one's really been aware of them. And there's this burgeoning acceptance that they exist, and an interest in finding out what they where they're going, what they're doing, and connecting with them.
Well, I thought they built the churches on the ley lines because they were more powerful places on the earth. But I didn't think about them interfering with the natural energies of the ley lines by doing that.
Well, this is my belief. I've been researching this now for 3 years, and I was drawn to it completely subconsciously. There were a couple of meditations, and I found myself being drawn to specific areas, and I didn't know why, but I just let my intuition lead the way. And during the meditations, I was actually aware of an energy coming through my body from the site, and it's from that then I started inquiring as to what the significance of that site was. That this whole topic of ley lines became open to me, and I began to understand that what Cobra has been talking about is very much the reawakening of this natural energy grid, and to free it up, because the church acted as a control mechanism. The previous religion was druidic. Mm-hmm. And all of the sacred sites were very much in line with these ley lines. And as you start to investigate the ley lines and where they go, you realize that the churches are built all the way along them. And in particular, there's the St. Michael line that runs from East Anglia down to Land's End. Mm-hmm. And if you trace that, you can do this on Google Earth, and you can actually draw a line from St. Michael's Mount out towards Norwich, and you will find that there are churches built within, quite often, within 100 yards of that line that you've drawn. So the church knew exactly where these were.
Oh, and, yes, yeah.
And there, it's my contention that they were able to utilize the energy, but for their purposes.
Yes.
And it was against the natural order. In doing so, they disrupted the natural connection that we had with the land, in much the same way that birds can navigate across the ocean to migrate. We had that connection. We had that kind of group talk, and we've lost it. And we need to rediscover these connections to find our power again. and stop looking elsewhere, the power is within us. We can connect, and we have all the tools at our fingertips just by becoming aware of what we're capable of as individuals.
Mm. Yes, that's so true. Well, I wish Gary was here today, because I would like to ask him about the ley lines, if they call them that in America, and if the Red Indians use them for their medicine or to meditate or whatever with.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that the answer would be positive to that. The sacred sites have been systematically destroyed, and every Aboriginal race has been pretty well decimated by conquest.
Yeah, that's true.
So they've done their best to disrupt, and they've done that by attacking this natural energy grid.
Mm, to disempower us as a people and as an individual.
Yeah, quite. Yeah, I mean, it's mind-blowing, actually, when you look at it and see the entire picture of the manipulation and how they've gone about it. If you look over the last 2,000 years, the Europeans have been pretty much the catalyst of everything in terms of disruption.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. And especially when we're told that we stand for peace and democracy.
Yes.
We're the last ones.
I know.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful what we've done to some of the peoples around the world for money.
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean...
And power.
We've seen what we've done in fairly recent times in Australia, and the decimation of the Aborigines there.
Yeah.
They tried to wipe out the Red Indians in North America, and it's just gone. Wherever we've gone, the pestilence has come in our wake, and we've pretty much had to destroy the Aboriginal people. Because they were the ones that had the power to see beyond the realities that we all see currently. They were having direct access to the esoteric levels.
Yes.
So they were far more connected, and they were a danger to Orthodox Church.
Yeah, of course. And the Red Indians were very, very connected.
Yeah.
And as you said, they've just been wiped out just about in some areas.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they don't wipe out the actual people, they wipe out their natural habitat.
Yeah.
By planting palm trees and you know, tearing down the natural forest.
Yeah, they displace people, don't they? And they create. Interestingly, there's that very well known insignia of the Masons, and they have the compasses and the square, and there's two other names for those particular tools. One's dividers, and one's a ruler.
Yes.
And divide and rule, and that's how they controlled us. Just like David Icke suggested in his unfortunately, I've forgotten it.
Yeah, I know. I've seen loads and loads of videos of David Icke.
Yeah, they create a problem, and then they create
the solution to it. Yeah,
exactly. And then they provide the solution to the problem they instigated.
Right. Yeah, and it's every. I mean, whenever you look at conspiracy theories. I've come to the conclusion that they're not just theories, it's the truth.
well, exactly. I mean, without a doubt, I read an article last week where they did a Gallup poll in the States, and the general consensus now is that if you're not seeing and questioning what the government say and trying to find where the conspiracy is, you're the odd one out now. So there has been a flip in the way that people are perceiving the political process now, they are definitely becoming more aware and beginning to see through the lies.
Yeah. Well, Starvex, who in the chat room has just typed in, I hear military bases as well as major sporting stadiums are placed on these lines, including the Vatican's telescope named Lucifer. Now,
yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes. Well, yes, and I could point to a number of places just like that in here in the UK. There's a large military college out near Oxfordshire, and it's built on the Michael Line.
Yeah.
And when you see that from Google Space, I mean, the thing looks like a spaceship. It's the most amazing looking building, but it literally, the line goes straight down the length of it. So he's absolutely correct that they do their best. They know the energy's there, and it gives power to them. If you know it exists, then it gives power to you, and you have to be aware. And the more people that become aware, who are more positively based, we will easily be able to move the more negative energy from the line.
Mm. Well, that's the main thing, keeping positive. And we don't want this show to be negative. So you're going to tell us about how meditating on the ley lines with a lot of other people can really help.
Yes, yeah. Well, exactly. On Cobra's website, I would ask everyone to visit and look at the information there. We have a weekly meditation on the Sunday, which is at 7 o'clock GMT, and the more people that we can get to actually participate and join in that meditation, the quicker we can turn things round. And
it's 7 o'clock GMT. Sorry, interrupting you. Yeah.
GMT. And
do you want to tell me what the link is, or do you want to?
Yeah, it's on the it's the 2012 portal.
2012 portal.
.blogspot.co.uk.
.co.uk. Well, we'll give you that again later in case you don't have a pen on you at the moment. And also later this month, there's a really big worldwide meditation going to be happening, the Liberation Meditation. Is that right,
Pete? Yes. Well, it's basically it is the weekly. It's a weekly meditation. The more people that we can get to participate in that Sunday, every single Sunday, it's like a hammer blow, and gradually we're getting more and more people to attend and actually become involved, and it's seriously creating a reverberation, because it's a constant hammer blow every single Sunday, and the more people that we can get to participate, the more powerful it becomes. And for one positive thought is worth 50,000 negatives, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So we can blow this out of the water and see the world that we all deserve to live in. But we've got to become aware. We've got to start getting involved. And this is such a simple way of doing it, just by joining in with everyone. On the website, there's a clock that counts down to the actual time, so if you're unclear as to when it actually is going to be, there's a clock telling you on the website, and there's also links telling you how to visualize the meditation and it put your intent into the event. And then there's the other important thing is that the Cobra is one of the only people talking about an event.
Yeah.
And this is a moment where a burst of energy will come from the galactic central sun. And as you're aware, we've been on this long count calendar, the Mayan calendar, and we've come to a specific point now where we're coming to the threshold and we're entering the new age. And there is going to be a time when this pulse of energy hits us, and it will herald this massive change. Now we've had a slight touch of this, a sense of it, since the 21st of January this year. We had a meditation then, which was very successful, and I think you will notice in the news that it really, in the last 2 weeks, has been a massive uptick in positive news, of change, of things that are beginning to show that there is something actually happening under the surface.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is now going to accelerate. And what we're going to do is we're going to have this moment where the event hits us, and there won't be a soul on the planet that doesn't realize that it's happened. And at that moment, after the event, everything can change. We can make the changes to the financial system. But until then, the consciousness of the people just isn't there to ensure that it changes for the better. So we are waiting for an event, well, I can't give you any dates, but Cobra is absolutely certain that this is happening. It's going to happen, and it will herald the new age and a golden age for us all.
Well, my father used to be on about going through the photon band in the 60s.
Right.
And well, I just didn't take him on at that time. I was, you know, too young.
Yeah.
But I do remember him talking about the photon band. And my mother said, oh, he's always... My mother was a very down-to-earth person, so she didn't take him on either. But, yeah, so we are actually in the photon band now. And as you said, things are going to be really changing. We have been feeling the effects of the solar flares, but you say there's going to be an even bigger one coming up shortly.
Well, this comes from the central sun. It's not our sun.
No.
I mean, and as you quite rightly say, the sun has been very active. There's been a reversal of its magnetic poles, which happens fairly regularly.
Yeah.
That creates this turbulence, but it's all in line with other celestial events. I believe we're coming up to a blood moon very shortly. I think that's on the 14th of this month. I know it's fairly soon.
A blood moon. Well, I've heard of blue moons. I have actually heard of a blood moon, but could you describe what a blood moon is?
Yeah, blood moon is basically, it's when the Earth creates a shadow over the moon. So the Earth is directly in front of the moon, so that it's basically a shadow of the Earth on the moon from the sun. And it creates a redness to the moon.
Oh, right. And so, yeah, that's why it's called a blood moon.
Yeah, I believe that's how it occurs. And the last time, they are very rare events, and the last time that this happened, one of the very significant times it happened, it was the raising of the temple in Jerusalem.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily a good time, but it depends on where you stand. For anyone that's in a positive light, we have nothing to worry about.
No.
So it's,
well, that's good.
Yes. There's nothing to be concerned about. But for the people that have been working against the common good, it's up to them to worry now.
Yeah. Well, Starvex in the chat room has put, I was at a website a few months ago and any news on the bankers being arrested, as was planned, seems they are being killed off for some reason.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that. In fact, there's been five in the last week or so, which is all very much attached to what happened on the 21st of January. And basically, they're whistleblowers. They were going to start talking, and it's the cabal basically trying to control them and sending out a message. And they're saying that these are sort of suicides, which is nonsense. I mean, who would kill themselves with a nail gun? Absolutely awful. But, you know, that's who we're dealing with, and that is what's coming to an end now.
So, Pete, if we disappear off the air for some reason, we could have been got at. No, but it's not funny, is it? I mean, about 3 years ago, I said to my husband that all the banking systems were going to collapse and et cetera, et cetera. And he said, don't be stupid, the banking systems can't collapse. But in actual fact, everything that was forecast about 3 years ago has actually come to pass, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And I've actually written a story, Jeanne, that I think encapsulates what has happened and puts the whole thing into a complete picture. So it's not just, you know, talking about the cabal or the banks or whatever. It's actually giving a complete picture which shows not just the political side of this, but also the esoteric dimension to what's going on.
Well, let me just read you this that Starvex has put. One committed suicide with 9 nails to the back of the head.
Yeah, and we're meant to believe that.
Well, he did well, didn't he? Good grief.
Yes, exactly. It's a nonsense, isn't it? And yet they think that we're still going to swallow that is is someone committing suicide. And finally, people are beginning to question and to become aware. And that's the importance. That's what we all must do. We've got to stop being told, start thinking about what is actually going on and what we're being told. And do we believe it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I must just mention Starvex's book, The Earth Code at Hand. I didn't know if you'd read it or not.
No, I haven't.
He wrote it under the name of Thomas V. Crowley, and it was Thomas versus Crowley, because Crowley had another theory. And, so it's called The Earth Code at Hand, if you ever get a chance to read it. It's brilliant. So Billy's been talking about things like this for years and years and published it in his book. But anyway, did you have anything else to just mention before we actually play the video?
All I can ask is that please get involved. Come to our website, see the notes about the weekly liberation meditation, and get involved. Join us.
And that's on Sundays, you said. And so that's 7 o'clock GMT, so that'll be about 2 o'clock EST, I think.
Yes, I think you're right. But you'll be able to link off that, off the website, and find the right time for your particular time zone.
Yeah. Okay then, so we'll play the video. I've got the soundtrack uploaded to the switchboard for the people who are not in the chat room. And so I'll just get over to the studio and find that's... I'll just count you down. So if you pull up your players and mute your sound, I'll count you down so that we can all play the soundtrack together. Okay, so do you want to put up a heart in the chat room when you're ready? Oh, Starvex has put his in. And here's mine. And Christopia's got hers in. Okay, here we go then. So I'll count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
So, you ask, what is the event? The event will be a moment of breakthrough for the planet, which will be physical and non-physical. On the non-physical plane, there will be a big wave or flash of divine energy and light coming from the galactic central sun going towards the surface of the planet. The galactic central sun is an object in the Sagittarius constellation. It will be a flash or special kind of light from the sun that permeates the Earth and humanity. It will calm humanity in the light of love energy and end duality. It's a magnificent energy not seen or felt before on Earth. Everyone on Earth will feel and know something has happened. It will be a surprise as to when it will happen, even for us. It's never happened before. It will not be a major shock event, it will be a positive event. On the physical plane, there will be the arrest of the cabal, which has already started, the reset of the financial systems, disclosure, which is the release of hidden truth and events including ET information, the beginning of a new fair financial system with prosperity funds for all, new government, political system, education system, healthcare system, history lessons, etc., etc. Awakening of humanity slowly and gradually to the existence of positive non-terrestrial races and our galactic connections. Introduction of new advanced technology. The release of spiritual growth and healing for every human being on the planet. There is much, much more to look forward to. You also ask, is there something which we can do before the event? We are about to enjoy both the non-violent liberation of the planet along with a bright and beautiful future for all of humanity. Since we do not know the exact day, month, or year of the event, it would be wise to follow a few simple rules of precaution. Keep an extra 2 weeks of food on hand starting now. Make sure you and your loved ones have an up-to-date supply of any medicines that might be required. Keep extra cash hidden away at your home. Gas up your vehicle when the tank is one half empty. Stay in touch with this website for updates. Educate yourself, friends and family members. Join one of the 6 task force areas on this website and assist in liberation of our beautiful planet. Get together in groups each Sunday and do the planetary liberation meditation and focus on bringing in the divine goddess energy. Info on event support groups. Another question you have is this. Which will be the economic changes we waiting for after the event? Vision for new financial system, transition from the old financial system to the new financial system. The current financial system is malfunctioning and is being replaced with a new financial system. Do not panic. This is a good thing. Your needs will be provided for. As with any major change, the first few days are always the most confusing. Since all major TV networks, internet, newspapers, and radio stations will be broadcasting quality information about the event, you can expect to become more and more comfortable as the day moves along. Below are instructions for the first 14 days. Day 1. Within minutes of the event happening, which is the divine galactic energy pulse, all banks will temporarily close, no access to banks for 3 to 7 days, up to 14 days. All credit cards and ATM machines will be temporarily disabled, up to 14 days. The reason for this is to cut off access of funds to the illegal owners of the central banks around the world, known as the cabal. Most businesses will be encouraged to stay open and continue to accept cash and checks as they would in their normal course of doing business. Checks will clear as soon as the banks reopen 1 or 2 weeks after the event. If you do not have access to cash and are in need of basic necessities which cannot be accessed through friends, family, community or emergency services, a voucher system will be set up in order to pay for goods and services. This is not free money. This is basically a loan to you for up to $1,000, which may be used from the day of the event for food, medicines and amp necessities until such time that the banks reopen. After that they become null and void, and you will be charged for the amount used. Businesses will be compensated for legitimate vouchers which they then can process through any bank. Those people who elect to use vouchers to purchase goods and services will be responsible for repayment either through their bank or as an offset against future earnings and compensations. Day 2 to Day 14. All currencies will still be alive. There will be a financial re-evaluation after the event. There will be transparency accounting with banks that reopen. interest charges will stop. Fractional banking will cease. The IRS will be dismantled immediately. All banks with strong ties to the cabal will be bankrupt. The Federal Reserve will be dismantled immediately. All debts will not be forgiven, meaning if you used credit cards to buy goods thinking your debts were forgiven, that will not be acceptable. Food, shelter, and technology will be available for everyone. No gold will be traded on the open market. There will be no more homeless people. There will be no more stock market. Money in bank accounts will be frozen from reset to the new bank system from 3 to 14 days. If funds were acquired legally, then the money will be kept. The cabal's money is illegal and will be seized. More future details to the changes for the new society. The only tax will be 14% on new items purchased. Humanitarianism will reign. New technology will be released, but electricity grids will be kept going through the conversion. Everyone will receive $100,000 from collateral accounts. Debts up to $100,000 will be forgiven. If over that amount, it will be analyzed. Real outstanding debt will be taken from that amount, or if not enough, you will be advised to go into bankruptcy. All countries' debts will be forgiven. Mortgages will be cancelled out. Retirement accounts will be preserved. Social Security, retirement, healthcare will be changed. Free health insurance will be provided for a new, advanced medical system. The average work week will be 3 to 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Production costs will decrease. All legal contracts will be respected. The police force will be restructured for protection, not money collectors. Common law will be respected and not distorted. Most credit card debt will be cancelled. Speculation will not be tolerated, and you cannot rack up your credit cards now, expecting them to be cancelled out later without being on the hook. There is financial tracking. Congress will close at reset, and this goes for all countries. Most of US Congress will be disbanded. There will be new elections for Congress and for all governments worldwide within 4 months of reset. Monsanto, the corrupt part of Microsoft, will be bankrupt immediately. Same for other corrupt companies. Most prisoners will be released and receive psychological counseling and training because they were forced to do things due to life conditions. Many will be released because they are innocent. CIA-operated drug trade will cease, and drastic restructuring will be needed. When we are all fully healed, we will stop eating meat and animals will be appreciated for what they are. There will still be bankruptcies. We won't be able to have factories in China any longer. Most companies will keep operating. Companies will buy back shares and give investors back their money. The resistance will help and advise. The electrical grid will be intact. However, when the cabal goes down, we may have darkness for short intervals. Visit Portal 2012 blog and the Galactic Connection blog for more details of Cobra and his new society information. Financial life after the event will be vastly improved now that the bonds of debt illegally imposed by the cabal are removed. Every person on the planet will have funds available for improving their lives. That was a summary of what will take place before, during and after the event. Thanks for watching.
And before Pete comes on to do the beautiful liberation meditation, we're going to light our candles and call in the light. I'm lighting my candle for world peace and universal unity of spirituality. And to set my intention for those things. So I've lit the Nag Champa as well. And we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you. Thank you, Patricia.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
And we'll ask Pure Wind Song to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our Grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes and allow yourself to settle and become aware of your breath. Breathe in and out about 4 times to center yourself, gradually taking longer and longer intervals to inhale, holding your breath for a few seconds, before slowly exhaling and pausing a few seconds to take the next breath. Relax your forehead and the top of your neck and gradually move your awareness down through your shoulders. Imagine you are breathing in through your heart and breathing out through your hands and your feet. allow your jaw to relax. Relax your tongue. And feel that same relaxation sweep across your body, releasing all of those blockages, leaving you calm and at peace. Now imagine a beam of light coming from the galactic central sun, passing through space and entering through the top of your head, down through your chakras and into the earth below your feet. Imagine that you're anchoring this light to the earth and that this connection will continue from now on. The light passes through your body to the center of the earth. And then it returns back to your body, to your heart chakra, and you emit a golden light to the entire world. You are an emissary of the light, changing everything that comes close to you and where you've been. Wherever you travel, you leave a golden trail scribed upon Earth's surface, cleansing and altering everyone and everything you come into contact with. The earth receives this energy and it feeds into its natural energy matrix. The ley lines become energized and pulse with renewed positive energy. This energy floods around the globe, creating a wave of positive energy every single day, which is going to get stronger and stronger as we reconnect with the natural rhythm of Gaia and with ourselves. You are the change. Thank you.
sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. And do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong. And down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know bones. When love is dead, I'm loving angels instead.
well followed throughout, and basically there was this enormous wave of positive energy that just flooded over me, and I can honestly say I've never felt anything that powerful and that benevolent and positive.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely fantastic. And that was literally as a result of people putting an intent to re-energize the Earth's ley lines, the natural grid of the planet, and it's without a doubt it when you start to explore and research and discover these natural pathways. And the world is absolutely covered with them. You will prove to yourself that there is something way beyond your normal experience.
Well, definitely. I'm afraid I was off air for a couple of minutes there, but never mind, I'm back on. And yeah, we did mention your website, which was 2012portalblogspot.co.uk. Okay, but you were actually speaking them and we could hear you. But that's great. Okay then. Yeah, so it's been really interesting and thank you so much. Thank you for the beautiful meditation.
My pleasure.
We want to thank all the beings of light for being with us here. Next week, I think it's going to be me speaking about InBlock. And so I've got some beautiful red candles that I'm going to be lighting that were lit from St. Bridget's candle over there in County Kildare in Ireland. And so if anybody wants one, they can contact me on the Gold Ring Healing Fountain website and I'll send some candles out. And they don't need to pay me for them. They can just make a contribution to either the Gold Ring or to Pete's website. You do take donations on there, do you, Pete? Hello, Pete. I think we've lost him, have we?
No, it was me.
Oh, you were there.
I was talking to myself for a moment.
Oh, that's all right. It's when you answer yourself back that we'll send the ambulance. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it raining there, Peter? Are you flooded down there where you are?
No, not too bad. I'm on a hill. So it is pretty bad round the Thames. But apart from that, you know, it's weather. Don't you feel that, you know, these things happen? I know it's not great, and if your house is flooded, it's awful.
Mm.
But they tend to exaggerate a lot of this at the moment. I don't, you know, we've coped in the past, we'll cope now, and they're making out. It just seems like an overkill. But
well, if you see the TV programs, it just show all the flooding and the poor farms. And the poor farmers having to send their animals off the farms.
Yes.
Somewhere
else. Yes. Without a doubt. I mean, there are places that are very badly hit. But, I mean, the general feeling I get, you know, if you look in the papers, it's always, you know, the worst ever and worst this. And it just seems to me that people have such short memories. We have these extremes of weather. We've experienced them quite a lot. And yet, you know, it never... Well, it just seems that they exaggerate.
They blow it up out of all proportion, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, although, as you said, we do feel sympathy.
Absolutely.
For people
Absolutely.
Who've got their homes flooded. It's absolutely disgraceful because there's no need for it. When in 2003 they had floods, so why didn't they dredge the rivers and reinforce the sea defences then?
Yeah, quite. Quite. There's a lot of things that just don't make any sense anymore.
I know. And they're trying to get rid of us bit by bit in one way and another. Anyway, on a positive note, I'm going to play out with a song that you've requested. And so don't forget, tune in next week for me doing InBlock and St. Bridget's Candles. And we're going to play Weird Fishes for You. Pete, and thank you so
thank
much
you.
For being with us. Thank you to everyone in the chat room and to everyone out there listening in and who will be listening in the archives. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you. Goodbye and God bless. See you next week. Here we go then, Weird Fishes. Are you still there, Pete? Are you muted?
Yes, I was.
All right, it's all right. Yeah, I know Billy kept distracting me and I was having to type into him that I had to click him off because I had to concentrate on what I was doing. But
I know, I don't know how you do it,
not only the chat room, but his private chat kept popping up in front of the chat room. and I'm trying to think what I'm doing. So one time I was muted on the switchboard. Yeah. And I shouldn't have been, so there I was speaking away. You could hear me, but nobody else could.
Right, oh dear.
Never mind. I don't think it was for long, and you actually came in and spoke, so that was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I don't think there was any pause there.
No, I don't think it's too bad. Because every second sounds like 5 hours of dead
yes.
airspace, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like when I was doing the meditation, you know, it would be fairly easy just to sort of read the whole thing out, and you sort of say, now I've got to give a little bit of spacing in between what
yeah.
I say,
yeah,
and it does seem like an age, and it's probably only about 3 or 4 seconds.
I know it is, but no, it was good. It was brilliant. But if you wanted to, if your thingy that you're writing will be ready for next week, you can come on and do that instead of me doing the inbox.
Oh really?
Hmm.
Well, that would be fantastic. Yeah, I'd love to do it. I think this story needs to get out as quickly as possible because from what I'm seeing and hearing, you know, this event could be happening quite quickly, and this story would be helpful in just getting people sort of getting their minds moving, just to give them a bit of a lead as to what's been going on. All the people that don't have a clue, it would be something to put down in front of them and say, have a read of that, because that's basically what's happened in the last 100 years.
Yeah, actually, Pete, to take the pressure off, it'll be the week after.
Okay.
I do have a guest next week. It was actually the 24th that I was going to do the in bulk thing.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, whatever suits you. I'm you know, that's great.
So the 24th of February.
Yeah, 24th of February.
Yeah, so when is the actual meditation? 27th, was it? Did you, the worldwide one?
Oh, well, I haven't got that to hand.
Oh, right, maybe, I don't know where I've got that in my head from.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that it's a possibility that when we spoke last time, it was in January, and we were actually doing this activation on the 21st.
All right,
which was this portal activation, and it could, but what is the important thing is this continual Sunday meditation.
Right, okay, so the 24th then, I'll bring you back on the 24th. So what is going to be the link title for that one then? I'll type it in here in case 24th Feb.
Right. The title that I've given my little article is "So You Think We Won the Second World War."
That'll be a bit too long for the link.
Oh, right. Okay. How about Emperor's New Clothes?
I'm not sure. People say, what's that about? I'm not...
Okay.
It's got to grab the imagination, like the liberation meditation, sort of.
Okay, well, give me... I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Just type it in here. There's no big panic.
No.
Because I'll be posting
it
out.
I've got 2 weeks, haven't I?
Yeah, but I'll be posting the link out next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Right, well, in that case...
The day after the Monday, you know.
I'll give it some thought overnight, and I'll send you something tomorrow.
All right, you can either email it or type it in here.
Yeah.
And if you've got any preference for any songs...
Yeah.
Type them in. And,
okay.
All right, then.
Okay, well, that...
Thanks.
It sounded great on my end.
It sounded really good on this end. What do you mean?
I don't want to know. I mean, when you're talking to yourself, you don't know what it sounds like on the other side.
Right. I know, that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. No, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. Okay, then, so I'll see you again on the 24th. Yes, and what meditation will you be doing that night? Can you think?
I would on the same lines of what I've done tonight. I think this is the important work.
Yeah, but if we just call it something different, I could maybe call the show link whatever thing you choose.
Well, how about it's kind of powering the grid again, isn't it?
But I don't want to put that because of the bad publicity that's been getting lately. The grid.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, Shelley Yates, if you click on that, there's been quite a bit of criticism of her, saying that she created the grid and it doesn't exist really. It was her creation. But to me, I'm not actually bothered whether she did or not, because she was getting everybody together and meditating for the light and for the good.
Yeah,
and so it doesn't matter to me. You know, I'm sort of in between David Icke and religion, if you know what I mean.
I'll tell you what's going on there. That is just disinfo. It's people disrupting and trying to diminish something that is actually truly having an effect. And
yes, definitely.
I'll tell you something that I did just before Christmas. I had this sudden overpowering urge to be on my own, and I drove off down into Cornwall.
Mm.
And over a four-day period, I was tracing out these ley lines and activating at certain points, and I had the most amazing experiences. I actually had two UFOs floating.
Wow. I've seen one, so, you know, don't worry about that.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I don't anymore. I've got absolutely no worry about talking about this type of phenomenon because it's madness to suggest that they don't exist.
Well, of course, yeah.
I know that what I was doing was being observed, and you would not believe it, but the route down to St. Michael's Mount, every church that I passed was a St. Michael's.
Oh, wow. Right? Yeah.
And I didn't do it on purpose. I was just driving, and then I'd come to a church, and I'd look at the name St. Michael's. And, wow. And it was almost as if I was following the ley line subconsciously. And when I finally did that activation at St. Michael's Mount, I was driving back, and I was dowsing for guidance, and I was told to go to Winchester.
Yeah.
And I went to, as I was driving to Winchester, I was passing all of these churches, but they were all St. Peter's.
Mm.
And I finally got to Winchester, and I did the tour of the cathedral, and as I was leaving, I was guided up into, they've got an ancient library there, and it was beautiful, all these old books, and I kind of span around and thought, oh yes, lovely, the smell of the old leather, thought, right, well, I better go, and I thought, hold on, I ought to look at least one book, just to see, and out of possibly 3,000 or 4,000 books in this library, the book I look at is Gospel According to St. Peter.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's not a coincidence, is it?
No, it's not at all. I am totally... I mean, I come from an engineering background, and I deal in the mechanics of life, and, you know, I've never kind of believed in the airy-fairy stuff, but I've certainly opened my awareness to what is there and what we can all perceive, and it's certainly it exists, without a doubt.
Oh, definitely. I mean, before Christmas, I had a similar experience. I went to Poland with my daughter. She got cheap flights to Krakow. And she said, well, she said to me, do you want to go to Krakow, to the Christmas market, or Warsaw? So I said, Krakow, without even thinking. So when we got there, we found out that we were only 30 miles from Auschwitz.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, it was a complete one-off out of the blue. We said, let's go to Auschwitz. You can't be so close and not go.
Yes.
So I don't know why I went. I really didn't know why at the time, why I was impelled to go. But anyway, I went there. And we had been to that place in France last year. Oh, what do they call that? Oh, Oridor, Seglen, where the Nazis bombed the whole village in 1942, killed everybody, rounded all the women and children into the church and shot them all. And so it was horrible, but Auschwitz was killing on a mass scale. It was like a slaughterhouse. Yes. There was like 7 tons of human hair that they'd cut off the people. And there were
7 tons.
But they'd sent much more back to Germany.
Disgusting.
And they used it to stuff mattresses and to weave blankets with and stuff pillows with. And so the sights I saw were horrifying. So like thousands of shoes in this one room behind a load of glass. You know, the things, it was worse than Oridor.
Inhuman. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't even human behaviour.
No.
And so I was walking around, and then all of a sudden I got to this cell, and all this light came out to meet me, and the vibration of a beautiful man. I got his vibration, a very, very loving soul, who's still sort of there, spreading his light about. And so the guide said to us, have a look at the wall in here and the door. And he'd scratched on the wall and the door with his fingernail the Virgin Mary and the beating heart, the Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, if nothing else exists, I do know that love and light exist. Because I felt it, saw it, before she even said what was in that room.
Yeah.
So I thought, anywhere you go, wherever you spread any love and light, somebody at some point in the future will feel it or sense it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I thought, that's the thing I'm hanging on to at the moment.
Well, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind at all. I think that this whole thing is crumbling. And it's going to end very nicely. I don't see any negative. Yes, there's going to be some disruption.
Yeah.
But anything has to be better.
You've got to break a few eggs to make an omelette.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. And, you know, so I do know that we're creating our future now.
Yeah.
By what we do now and what we manifest for ourselves and people around us.
Jean, do you get the thing with the numbers? Do you see synchronicity in numbers and suddenly wake up at night and look at your alarm clock and it's 11 past 11 or...?
No, I have done that before today, but I don't do that, but I wake up in the middle of the night every night. And it's always
what
around
time?
4 o'clock.
Yes, I've been doing that.
Yeah.
This is all part of what's going on now.
Yeah, and I really feel the bliss.
Yeah.
When I wake up, I don't feel afraid. I feel loved and the bliss. Yeah, it's fabulous.
I tell you what, if you're awake just before dawn, try and get in that nice, relaxed, meditative state with very heart-centered, and just see if you feel anything, because there is definitely a pulse that comes through just before sunrise. You can connect to it.
Yeah, well, before I can actually get out of bed, I sort of get a package of light delivered to me, if you know what I mean, energy. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, well... Well, All I can say is that this is such a beautiful energy, and when we did the one on the 2nd of February, it was so powerful. It was like surfing on a wave, and I fell off it. I thought, wow, and I kind of came out of it and thought, no, I want to get back. Yeah. And I did actually manage to insert myself on it.
Yeah.
And it didn't last a huge amount of time, maybe 12, 15 seconds, but it was absolutely...
You know it's there, yeah.
Oh, it's beyond anything I've encountered before.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, and I was just going to mention the fact with the numbers, this 11-11 business. I was in France last year, and I was driving along this road, saw a road sign, and I just saw something like L'Armistice, and I thought, oh, I wonder. And the following day, I drove down the same road and thought, yeah, I'm going to turn left down there now, see what's down there. It was only the carriage where the First World War, the armistice was signed.
Wow.
And it was so interesting because there was a small museum there with a mock-up of the railway carriage that the Field Marshal Foch or whatever his name was using and took the German High Command to sign the armistice. And on the wall above it was so apt, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month and all of this business. And suddenly you realise that, hold on, you know, these numbers, they mean something, and they were all completely tied in to really the story that I've written. You know, it's funny how the whole thing has encompassed around these numbers that were really the things that kind of woke me up, thinking, this is odd. Why am I keep on seeing these numbers everywhere?
Well, Billy's book is all about that, the synchronicity of numbers.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Was it is it on the net or?
It probably is, but if not, I probably have a copy somewhere. But you just have a look and see if you can see, and if not, I'll send you one. It's called The Earth Code.
Right.
I'm typing it in. Code at hand.
Okay. I will look it up.
Thomas V. Crowley. I'll just put his name in. Crowley. Yeah, Crowley.
Yeah, the most evil man, isn't it, Crowley?
Well, it's something like Thomas versus Crowley.
Yeah.
That's not his name. His name
is William Demeter. No, it's a nom de plume, but he's trying you know, I'm against what this man believes.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Aleister Crowley was not a nice chap. Right. Okay, well, it's lovely talking to you.
Yeah, you too. And it's been a really good show. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It wasn't perfect, but as I said, it's really... Not from my end, it wasn't perfect, because things were happening.
We had so much to do.
Songs were disappearing off the switchboard, and tracks were disappearing, and then I was muting, and then forgetting to mute myself, and, you know, it's just one of them nights. But... It is a bit late for me because I'm up sort of at 8 o'clock in the morning and rushing about all day, you know, so it's a bit late by the time it gets to this time of night.
Yeah.
I go brain dead.
well, you sounded very professional to me.
Oh, thank you very much.
And
you did great.
Well, thank you.
Really
and,
good.
And hopefully next time I'm going to get this sorted out so I can actually use the chat room.
Because it's good if you can tap in.
Yes, exactly. I'm missing out on a dimension there. And,
yeah, you are.
And I will I'll definitely try and get you a draft of my story so that you can actually read through it a little bit and hopefully that there should be enough in there to keep a fairly lively debate going.
Yeah, so I'll just need a nutshell theme for the link, you know, just two or three words.
Yep.
And then I can post your link out, And if you want to do me another short bio with different, you know, if you want to put what your talk is going to be about, enlarge on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be really good. And if
another
meditation, even if it's very similar, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah, right, fine.
All right then.
Okay. Well,
thanks a lot. It was brilliant. Thank you very much.
Sweet dreams.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.